We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, StartAid.org. Thank you for your support.
StartAid, December 8th. The weekend gets off to a beautiful start tomorrow, if you're an early riser. The moon and the planet Venus, the morning star, team up before and during dawn. They climb into good view by 2 or 3 hours before sunrise. And as twilight paints the sky, they're well up in the southeast. The moon is the major factor that controls ocean tides here on Earth. And a recent study found that it also plays a big role in controlling the health of some mangrove forests. Mangroves are found along many of the world's coastlines. They form thickets that prevent erosion during tropical cyclones and provide shelter for fish, turtles, and other life. They also store carbon dioxide, helping to limit global warming. But they face a lot of threats, from coastal development to higher sea levels. The study found that the moon both helps and hurts mangrove forests over a cycle of 18.6 years. That coincides with a natural wobble in the moon's orbit. The change in the moon's angle can lead to especially high tides and especially low tides at some locations, including a bay along the northern coast of Australia. Researchers found that the mangroves there were especially verdant at certain times, then especially puny about 9 years later, then healthy again 9 years after that. So the health of the forests appears to be influenced by the moon as it wobbles around planet Earth. You can find more astronomy news in StartAid magazine. Subscription information at StartAid.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.